Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for joining me today and happy July. We're in our second Sunday of the month, and my guest today is Jenna Mauder, and she's the Agriculture and Food Program Manager at the Cooperage Project. A mouthful.
It is a mouthful. There's not much you can do to shorten that one.
No, but it is just so impressive, that title, because you and I have really started to work together a lot. You know, me with my food prescription program and you with your Near Cash, which we're going to talk about during our program today.
Yeah, really exciting things, and happy to partner with you on so much.
Yeah, so welcome. And so can you like share with our audience a little bit about like how long you've been at the Cooperage and what your role here at the Cooperage entails?
Yeah, my role was brand new to the Cooperage in August of 2019. So I had, you know, just under 6 months to get my feet wet and determine where we were going to go with this role and how we were going to help in the community right in time for, you know, COVID, a pandemic, and a state shutdown. But it kind of was really, really good timing because we were able as a nonprofit to pivot so quickly and meet the community's needs, you know, right where they were in that moment. So my role has, you know, came in, you know, think we were going to do one thing and then kind of shifted to do some other stuff. But some of the constants have been the markets. We do a winter farmers market, a nice indoor space that's comfortable and climate controlled. And then we've just started integrating ag science and local foods into, you know, pretty much a majority of our program and events here right. by having this position here.
Right. And it's very exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, like the good local food is just one piece of like what connects a community, you know, like we all have a good meal as one thing that we can say, like, yeah, we love that.
Right.
And
right.
Nobody says like, I hate good food.
I know. Right. And we all love food. Right.
We all love food.
So, and that's what, you know, one thing I invited you to talk about today, you know, part of the Wayne Tomorrow Health and Wellness Task Force, which, yes, you are part of. One of our goals is to, and I say we because I'm one of the chair with Amanda Masters, who could not join us today. But we promised to do at least one quarterly event, you know, four quarterly events each year. And so we're doing our Reset Wellness series, and we're doing our second one, and it's called Garden to Table.
Yeah.
So I asked you to come and join us because that is your thing, garden, right?
Up my alley. Right up my alley, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and the thing about gardens is, you know, when you hear the word garden, some people picture like this elaborate rows and rows of, you know, farmed food. And I mean, a garden can be on your porch and potted plants. So really anybody in any setting with any amount of space can garden and harvest some food for themselves. And you just can't get any fresher and more nutrient dense than picking it off of your own porch.
Right, right. Or coming to a farmer's market and purchasing it from a local farmer, especially.
Yeah, they often pick it just a couple days before they put it on their sale table for you. So it's quite literally the most nutrient dense food you can purchase.
Mm-hmm. Can you just share with our audience why we kind of picked this theme of garden to table for this wellness event?
Yeah, so right in July, we're going to be having this event on Wednesday, July 20th, and it's such a great time to talk about local foods because so much is being harvested at that time. We've got everything from leafy greens and beans and peas. You know, strawberry season is just finishing, but blueberries will be coming up around that time. We're going to have all of our summer squashes coming out. So there's a lot of conversation we can have around local food. We'll be looking at some things that you might not think to cook with, and our guest chef Monique Millicent is going to be showing you some of those things and what you can do with them and ways that you can incorporate them in other dishes where you might be able to make a slaw, just a very simple, you know, raw, ready to go something, but you could have that with lunch, you can side it with dinner, do different things with it, so you're eating healthy, you know, all day long.
Right. And that's the fun part. We're not going to give the secrets away what recipes we're actually making because you need to come to this event.
You have to come get a little cooking demonstration, see how easy it is, get some new ideas, sample, you know, we're going to tickle that palate, you know, let you taste some good stuff. And I think the real reason that people should come is not only do you get to find out what to do with it and how to cook it. But you can go ahead and buy it right there and then. We're going to have a little mini market. Some farmers are going to be coming, Anthill Agroforestry and Food for Beings. And we'll be giving everyone who comes to the cooking demonstrations $5 in farmers market vouchers that they'll be able to use right there and then and take home some goodies.
Right. And so, yes, so we're planning to have two cooking demonstrations, mm-hmm. right? One starting at 3:30 and the other one starting at 5. The event again, what, Wednesday, July 20th from mm-hmm. 3 to 6.
Yeah.
Correct. Do people need to register?
They do not need to register to come to the event. You can just come as you are. But if you do need a ride, there is transportation available for members of our community that are 60 plus. So you can contact the Wayne County Transportation Office by July 15th. And that phone number for anyone who needs it is 570-253-4280-4280. And they can get hooked up with the county transportation system.
Right. And that's, you know, we had put out a survey back in, what, May, I think it was. It seems so long ago, right?
April, like May. It was longer
actually,
than
I think
that.
It was April. It was like we concluded at the end of April, and then we did our results, and we got a lot of responses back, over 350 or 70 responses. But a lot of those responses came from seniors.
Yes.
Which was really nice. And then some of the comments that people made was more cooking classes.
Yeah.
So that was one of our focuses is, you know, our 3:30 program, although it's open to anyone in the community, mm-hmm. we want to try and encourage seniors, you know, 60 and older, to come to this cooking demo or, you know, the program during this time. And transportation will be covered for those individuals 60 or older. And like Jenna had mentioned, so it's really exciting for us to be there.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that there are going to be, you know, we're going to have other farmers, local farmers there. Do you have who may be here participating in our mini farmers market that day?
Yeah, we'll also have, I mentioned Anthill and Food for Beings, Forage Provisions, as well as Journey's End Farm is going to try to come out to it. So we'll have a nice sampling of the greens and the vegetables, as well as some value-added products like maple syrup and, you know, homegrown herbal teas mm-hmm. that they can purchase too. And if you're not able to make it to the cooking demonstrations or, you know, I'm just going to miss the, you know, the tail end of it, you can still pop into the market. The vendors mm-hmm. will be there, you know, whether you attended the full event or not.
Right. And again, the people who do attend the cooking demo will get $5, right?
Yeah, you really want to come to the cooking demo. Not only do you get to sample some delicious food, but we're also going to give you a voucher to go shop and purchase your own goodies.
Exactly.
It can't get any better than that to me.
Right. And I know we're going to have a registered dietitian from Wayne Memorial Hospital participate. And like Jenna was saying, that, you know, how to take that maybe side dish of that fresh produce that you have just made and make it a complete meal, which is so important.
Yeah.
How to balance things off and make it, you know, complete. And then we're also going to have the Master Gardeners, the Penn State Master Gardeners, right?
What a great resource there are. You can bring your questions about trying to grow your own food and start your own garden to the Master Gardeners, and they're a wealth of knowledge and information for getting us started.
Right. And I know, because I did a radio show with Diane, and she was just amazing. Like, you know, and they've worked with the food pantry as well, mm-hmm. which is, again, and that's something that you do in your role here, right? You work very closely with our Wayne County Food Pantry. You also have your senior meals, because I want to bring up those seniors again.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that, what you do for our seniors.
The senior meal program is so near and dear to my heart. It has been amazing to think that just this once a month prepared with lots of love meal goes out, and it's a chance once a month for us to connect with that audience, to mm-hmm. say, hey, how you doing? I tell people, you know, we're feeding more than just their bellies. We really are feeding souls, because a lot of folks in our community have trouble getting transportation. They don't get out very much, you know, health and, you know, just being afraid to go out in crowds has been a big thing for people. So social isolation has been, you know, a very real thing that I think a lot of us have felt, but our seniors especially, you know, sometimes they straight up tell us that they feel like they're forgotten about, and we don't want them to feel that way. They're right. probably the most important part of our community. Mm-hmm. They have the deepest roots and, you know, the greatest heritage. So we love connecting with them and offering that program, incorporating local foods, always thinking about meeting those dietary needs. So in fact, every meal we prepare is low salt. We have opportunities to change up the meal a little bit if we have dairy-free or gluten-free restrictions for folks. And, you know, we really are trying to provide something that's going to, you know, feed them today, maybe give them a little bit extra for tomorrow, but
right.
keep them going with some good stuff.
Exactly, exactly. And it's just the whole thought process behind that whole program that makes it so enlightening and encouraging for people out there. If someone is listening and they maybe mm-hmm. have a family member or a neighbor that may benefit from this senior meal, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, the senior meal program is open to anyone in Wayne County that is 60 or older. So they can find that information on our website, www.thecooperageproject.org. We'll post the registration link every month. We have the menu go out on there, and you can register right online for someone you know. If you are listening and you don't use the internet, you are not alone. I hear that a lot. So you can call us. Uh-huh. It's 570-253-2020 to reach us here at the Cooperage Project.
Right. Thank you. Yes. And, you know, talking about seniors again, you know, we just finished up our community health needs assessment at Wayne Memorial Hospital. It went really well, good. Actually. The feedback that we received from the community was very positive. We thank the community and the members that completed our survey and participated in any focus groups or interviews. You know, we did get positive feedbacks, but of course, you know, you get those high interest, you know, those mm-hmm. needs that mm-hmm. Come out of this community health needs assessment. You know, besides mental health is a big one, as we know, in our community and around the world nowadays. But another thing that came up was older adults, you know, and their access to care and their needs overall. So programs like you do for our seniors, you know, our aging office, I've done many shows with our aging office.
Yeah, we've been working really closely with them lately.
Are just amazing. So we do have, there are resources here in Wayne County. I think our goal is to get that information out to individuals, to seniors.
Yeah, that's been really a helpful piece with the senior meal program that we're doing. We've been able to send that information out to the recipients of the meal, and a lot of them hadn't even heard about it before, and our volunteers are telling them about these other services that they hadn't heard about, and they're like, oh my goodness, like that would help me so much. Mm-hmm. The share program is like, I mean, I keep hearing more and more people getting on board with the share program.
I know.
Like, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It really is like that community helping community, neighbors helping neighbors concept that I think makes Wayne County like so wonderful to live in. And the reason people want to come here is that we really are working together, grassroots efforts, the agencies, the nonprofits, the hospitals, like really trying to solve these real problems.
Right. And exactly. And I am really so proud to live in Wayne County, mm-hmm. Because I think the programs and the resources we have here are amazing, amazing for individuals and
you know, constantly improving.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Like we are not a stagnant group of people that are working mm-hmm. on these things. I think that's a really important message, is that we're looking at ways to improve and change with the times and meet the needs wherever they are.
Right. And a lot of the resources that we just talked about will be, or you can ask questions at our event, right? On July 20th, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We'll all be there. We'll all be ready with our answer hats ready to go.
Right. So, you know, if those of you listening or know someone out there, come to our Reset Wellness series. And I say ours because it's the Wayne Tomorrow Health and Wellness Task Force, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. We'll hopefully have some more information available at that time in regards to a redesign on our website. We are working on a farm and food guide that currently lives on our website. You can find it at thecooperageproject.org, but I'll be more proud of it when it's redesigned. And it's a great tool for connecting consumers to the products that they're looking for, the producers that they're looking for, and also connecting small businesses. I'm getting a lot more phone calls about small businesses that want to purchase from local producers.
So right.
It's a nice resource for consumers, especially that live kind of on the outskirts of town, of like, well, mm-hmm. who's really closest to me that someone could pick that up on the way home, right? Like right. I can place an order with my farmer and my daughter or my neighbor can pick it up on their way home for me. And, you know, we're really trying to help creatively solve some of those issues where people, you know, can't get out to get right. the local foods that they want and need.
Right. There is so much going on our community. Wayne Tomorrow is a great example of that with their Ag Task Force too. We could spend another whole 15 minutes.
That's another segment.
You know, that's out there. And now the, you know, the Wayne County Food Alliance too, that just started and focusing on older Americans. We're both very excited about all the things. Jenna, unfortunately, we are out of time.
We will have to do this again.
We will. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for being here with me.
You're welcome. And if you have any questions on today's show and want to know more about our Garden to Table event that's taking place on July 20th, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Have a great day and thank you for listening.